Well, that is Robin Williams, of course, in Good Morning Vietnam, playing the real-life Adrian Cronauer, who was a sergeant in the Air Force, a disc jockey in Saigon, and broadcast to American troops in the 60s during the Vietnam War. And the real-life Adrian Cronauer, a lawyer today, joins us this morning on WTOP. We wish the circumstances were better, Adrian. Thank you for joining us. One of the things I read that I was fascinated with, that role that Robin Williams will forever be connected with in Good Morning America, playing you, you didn't have a chance to interact with him while he was doing that. What happened there?
Barry Levinson, the director, would not let me anywhere near Robin or even the set because he was afraid if Robin and I met, he would start to do subconsciously an imitation of me, which, of course, would change the characterization. So I was not allowed to talk to Robin or go anywhere near him until after the film was completed. Then when it premiered in New York, we were introduced before the film, and we shook hands, and he said, "Well, I'm glad to meet you finally." And I said, "Well, I'm glad to meet me too." And it got a long time after that.
Well, I know now why you were in radio. You have a lovely voice. Tell me, are you anything like that character that Robin Williams showed us in the movie?
None whatsoever.
Really?
That was Robin Williams, all Robin Williams. I'm a much more laid-back person.
Now, over the years, did you get to know him at all? Were there other interactions that you had with him after the film's release and all of that passed?
Nothing really great, but we did exchange Christmas cards. And in 1988, he turned 40. So his wife at the time, Marcia, she invited 200 or 300 of his very closest friends out to California for a party. And the star of the party was Robin's mother, who was already in her 70s. And she had to leave early because she had a hot date that night.
Oh,
that is awesome. And how long did you stay?
Well, we were just out there for that day.
Yeah.
So now are you going to go back and watch this movie again after all of this and
what
happened?
You know, I might actually do that because I've seen it about a half a dozen times now. But even on the very last ones, people have been laughing so hard that by the time they stop laughing and I can hear the soundtrack again, right, he's gone through about 3 or 4 different riffs.
Yeah.
What a talent.
Certainly is. Adrian Cronauer, thanks again for dialing in and joining us this morning here on WTOP. We appreciate it.
John, it's my pleasure.
You bet.